This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. U.S. President Donald Trump's oldest son, Donald Trump Jr., has tested positive for the coronavirus. That's according to a spokesman. The spokesman said Trump Jr. has been completely asymptomatic since testing positive earlier this week. He said Trump Jr. is following all medically recommended COVID-19 guidelines. The United States has seen increases of coronavirus cases over the past several weeks, with numerous one-day records set and quickly broken. On Thursday, the U.S. registered another daily record, almost 188,000 new cases. Coronavirus infections in the United States are moving toward the 12 million mark. That's according to data from Johns Hopkins University Resource Center. The U.S. has more coronavirus cases than any other country and also the world's largest death toll, with more than a quarter of a million fatalities. Earlier Friday, U.S. pharmaceutical company Pfizer and its German partner BioNTech said they have filed for emergency authorization from the U.S. Food and Drug Administration, or FDA, to use their COVID-19 vaccine, saying they are poised to begin distribution within hours of receiving authorization. The companies say the vaccine has an effectiveness rate of 95%. U.S. Health Secretary Alex Azar said Friday that the FDA could make a decision about emergency use for the vaccine candidate within weeks. On Thursday, the U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention and an alliance of three professional medical groups released separate statements urging Americans to stay home for next week's Thanksgiving celebrations. That's typically a time for families to gather in large groups and share a meal and some recreation. From Washington, you're listening to VOA News. The head of the World Health Organization says more COVID-19 cases have been reported worldwide in the past 4 weeks than in the first 6 months of the pandemic. In a news briefing from WHO headquarters in Geneva, Director General Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus on Friday said hospitals and intensive care units are filling up or full across Europe and the United States. More than 57 million cases have been confirmed worldwide since the start of the global pandemic. More than 1.3 million people have died, according to data from Johns Hopkins University. On Friday, with Europe, Europe surpassed 15 million confirmed infections. India surpassed more than 9 million. Mexico reported 100,000 deaths from COVID-19. It's the fourth country to reach that marker after the United States, Brazil, and India. UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres issued an urgent appeal for Yemen on Friday. He warned that the war-torn country is on the brink of famine and millions could die without quick action. In a statement, he said Yemen is now in imminent danger of the worst famine that the world has seen for decades. In the absence of immediate action, millions of lives may be lost. More than 5 years of war between the Saudi Arabian-backed government and Iranian-supported Houthi rebels has pushed the Middle East's poorest country to the brink, with about 4 out of 5 people in need of humanitarian assistance. The international community helped save Yemen from famine 2 years ago, but now, faced with multiple catastrophes, a collapsing economy, floods, locusts, and COVID-19, the UN and its partners are running out of money to feed and assist the population. UN officials have already taken the hard decision to cut rations to 9 million people and halt some critical programs. The World Food Program says $1.9 billion is needed to avert famine in Yemen next year. An American jailed in 1985 for spying for Israel was released from strict parole conditions on Friday, allowing him to move to Israel. That word came from the U.S. Justice Department on Friday. Jonathan Pollard served 30 years for giving away classified U.S. documents. He was released from prison in 2015, but was confined to the U.S. by his parole terms. Israel had been applying pressure to allow him to leave. Pollard, age 66, was a U.S. Navy intelligence analyst in the mid-1980s when he made contact with an Israeli colonel in New York and began sending U.S. secrets to Israel in exchange for tens of thousands of dollars. You can find more on this and other stories at our website, voanews.com. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton from Washington. This is VOA News.